he looked at me like I was crazy. And I thought, okay.
Yes, he hasn't done much food processing at home. If he'd made pies ever, he'd know.
That, though, shows you that in the old days, we knew some people that worked in Safeway. And this fellow that was in the produce section had to go to school. They taught him about the produce, and they told him how to fix it, mm-hmm. so that he could talk to people about it. I'll bet they don't spend an hour in school at Vaughn's.
No, probably not. And I think that the younger people are often, the more disconnected they are to where food comes from and what you used to have to do, and, right?
I went to Albertson's and I said to the young man, these Bartlett pears, are they from Lake County? And he looked at me and he says, is that a question that there's an answer to? And I said, well, if you don't know them, they probably aren't. What does it say on the box, you know?
Right. The Bartlett's
because
just coming in
Lake
now.
County, that's where my husband's family's from, and they have big orchards up there. And they usually start picking in August. So I wanted to know if this was a fresh crop from Lake County, see, but
no, he says they're from
didn't
our
find
warehouse.
Out.
Bartlett pears are delicious and they make very good jam.
Oh, I never made jam out of Bartlett pears.
Intriguing flavor, kind of an offbeat thing. And
my grandmother made tomato jam.
It's a fruit, after all, so yes.
Oh, it was delicious. She had cinnamon sticks, she had cloves, and she had cut hunks of lemon that she put in that, and it was the best. She called it tomato mousse, is what she called it. She did not call it a jam, but it was wonderful,
was
and I
thick?
Have never... Yes.
Yes.
Never made it like Grandma, and she didn't have a recipe.
No, of course not. One of my relatives from my grandmother's generation used to make jam out of pyracantha berries, and I didn't have the chance to taste them, but my grandmother said it was fabulous. Because they're kind of, have you ever eaten one? They're sort of...
I wouldn't think of ever eating them.
You mean to tell me as a kid you never decided, let me just taste and see what these are like? Well, they're kind of mealy and sweetish, like an apple that isn't very sweet. Anyway, this woman made jam out of pyracantha berries. So you could probably make it out of lots of things.
I suppose.
Of course, it's a wonder I didn't die. I mean, they could have been toys.
I was going to say. Oleander.
Yeah, really, oleander. It's a wonder. We did everything, but my grandmother decided that she really wanted to taste what mother cat milk tasted like when she was young. And they had a mother cat that was nursing her kittens, and she got the cat, saw that the coast was clear, got a spoon and was squeezing the milk out, and just about had that spoon up to her lips when her mother rounded the corner and said, what are you doing? And the spoon flew and the cat scrambled, and my grandmother never did get to taste. But she died wanting to know what it tasted like. So maybe it runs in our family to do dumb things like that.
Well, it would never occur to me, but of course, what would it taste like?
Yeah.
I have tasted goat milk and don't care for it. They used to say that was, because when I was little, tuberculosis was still rampant. And people would get goats and they would